Hello everyone, hello to the stream and the worldwide internet. Welcome to Wikipacka Esszimmer, and now I want to give you all, I want to ask you to give a warm round of applause to Amir, who will explain to you how artificial intelligence and Wikipedia can come together. Have fun.
Hello everyone, my name is, let's start. So my name is Amir Sarawadani. I've been a developer at Wikimedia and Wikipedia for more than 12 years now, and I've been an ad staff of Wikimedia Deutschland for 2 years almost. And then I live in Berlin, and I will explain about my work and my place a little bit more. So I work at a place called Wikimedia Deutschland, which is the German chapter of Wikimedia Foundation. Wikimedia Foundation is the place that runs Wikipedia and all of its sister projects, which includes Wikimedia Commons and Wikidata and all sorts of things. The total number of engineers who run Wikipedia is 300, which is crazy low amount compared to other companies, and because it's a non-profit. So it's a really it's an honor, more of an honor than a job, to be in this among 300 engineers to do this type of work. So I'm in a team called Wikimedia Scoring Platform Team, which is a sort of a team that's inside Wikimedia Foundation. Among there's another employee of Wikimedia Deutschlander, and there's two other employee of Wikimedia Foundation who lives in the United States. So it's basically lots of different times on coordination. And our responsibility is to build services that are machine learning and an AI that empowers and helps users. I get to that in more details later. So what we built is something called ORIS, and I want to talk about what is ORIS and what is needed. It started with something called edit quality. So you know about this problem of Wikipedia, that's there's like a loss of vandalism, and finding this amount of vandalism among all sorts of edits is really hard. So there was some AI that it's built to help it, and we built this, and then we thought, like, maybe we should just make a platform for AI in general, and we move forward. So the first project was edit quality, and then it moved forward to other things. So let's talk about why it's needed. So this is planet Earth, and by the way, this data is from March of 2012 because I was too lazy to update it. So it's 7 billion people, and a number of monthly Wikipedia readers is 500 million. So basically, one person in 10% uses Wikipedia at least once a month. And out of these people, 500 million people, only 10,000 of only 100,000 of them edit Wikipedia, which means out of these 500 people, for each 10,000 viewers and reader, there is just one editor. How many of you are consider yourself editor of Wikipedia? That explains it. How Wikipedia is built is Wikipedia completely, all of its content is volunteer work, and if you get some money, it's basically to run the servers and pay for these 300 engineers and all sorts of other things. So all of this content is really huge. It's 5 million articles, and it's just a number, right? 5 million articles. It's really hard to grasp it. So I start with an example. There's an article on Wikipedia called Lists of Lists of Lists. And if you click on the first one, there's a list of ancient kings. And then you click on the next one, there's a like other list, which is list of ancient kings. And there's a list of pharaohs. And if you click on that, and then you get to the list of pharaohs. And then if you click the first one, you get the first real article and not a list. It's like three orders, three layers of listing until you get to the real article. How it works, Wikipedia is powered by something called MediaWiki. How many of you know about MediaWiki? That's really good. So the MediaWiki, with this really ugly logo, it's a really old piece of software that has been written a while back. And it basically empowers anything that it's a sort of revision content management. And it's really good to do it in scale. Mentality of this thing is like you first make an edit, it goes live, and then it gets reviewed. That's the whole mentality and design of this software. And also it has the saying like you have a shared authorship, so it's really hard to say I own this article. There's no way to say that, and there's like a policies against that you cannot say I own this article, even if you started or you write most of it. So how quality control in Wikipedia works? It's a really complex situation because there are like several lines of defense in Wikipedia how to revert vandalism. So there is one fully automated bot called Clubot-ng, which is built on a neural network, and it checks edits and just review them really quickly and revert them that things are really bad. And there are some semi-automated that is like tools called Huggle or some other things that people have under like laptops. The way that they actually contribute to Wikipedia is not that they don't write articles or they don't improve articles. They just in their work and they're like bored and they just check the recent changes and check, oh, this edits vandalism, and they just revert it. This is some way to contribute to Wikipedia, and it is, for example, in case of Huggle, which is a software. It basically shows you the one that's most likely to be vandalism first, and then you can move forward to the one that's are least likely to be vandalism. And there are admins, so I think there's 3,000 admins in English Wikipedia, and on other wikis it's smaller, and it's completely community elected, it's completely volunteer, and they can ban people or protect pages in several levels. So here comes the machine classifier. The machine classifier, or AI, it's like machine learning is a part of AI. If we want to describe what machine learning is, it's basically in a really simple terms, it's like in the ordinary cases you have some sort of algorithms that you say if this edit is vandalism or not. So you say if this edit contains this bad word, it's vandalism, and there's no other way. But what we do in here is actually say, look at our, we have these edits that are, we know that are vandalism, and we know these edits that are not vandalism. So just go and figure it out at what is vandalism, and then you can use this pattern for future cases. Or like in another case that's really simple is like, you show 10 pictures of orange, and then you show 10 pictures of apple, and then you say, just go figure it out how like an apple look like. So what we do is that we basically try to describe an edit in features or turn them to like a bunch of numbers or in mathematically speaking a vector. So it's a, if the edit is made by a user that's not registered because there tend to be more likely to be vandalism, how many characters have been added? How many characters have been removed? Because for example, if the person removes like lots of page or how many repeated characters is being added. So for example, there are lots of vandalism that's actually, they just add lots of exclamation marks everywhere, or longest token, or number of bad words added. Finding bad words is actually really funny. I used it in NLP system to build this. It goes through history of Wikipedia, and based on that, it just looks at edits that are most likely to be in edits that are reverted, but they are not happening other types of edits. It has some funny results. So for example, for Norwegian, Scientology came up as a bad word. I don't know why. And then we say, and it's a black box. I don't know how it finds its patterns. It just gives me a number between 0 and 1, and that's all. So how it's useful? So basically, in English Wikipedia, there's 160,000 edits per day. That's really vast amount of edits. And machine classifier just gives a number to all of them, from 0 to 1. And what it does, we put a threshold that has the highest recall. It doesn't have really good precision. It means like, if we get this 10% edits, there might be lots of edits that are good. But still, we want to collect all things that are might be vandalism. So we just remove all of these 90% edits, and we say, just review this 10%. And we give this to humans to just review that. So without machine prediction, it used to be like 33 people that worked 8 hours a day just review edits for this English Wikipedia, and now it's 4 people. Then lots of machine classifiers have been written for Wikipedia, it's like Sticky, like Klubatenji and Hagel, but they are written by people who are computer scientists and has a lot of skills in machine learning and distributed system, because it's a really large system. So what we did was we built just an API. We say, we give you that number. We give you this machine learning number, and you just go figure it out and build anything that you'd want on top of that. And I want to talk about like what use cases we had for this. So in this example, there is in the top edit is a really good edit that changes it fixes a link in Wikipedia, and it says with probability of 94%, it's not a vandalism. And then someone just removes the references, says it almost grows on trees. I don't know. And the truth for that says like 92%, this is vandalism. If somebody needs to review it, so we don't do any source of edit on our own. We just provide this API. It's sort of like I would call it MLAS or machine learning as a service. So then it makes it really easy for people who doesn't have much knowledge about machine learning or about software engineering to just build a tool on top of our tools. And I'm going to talk about it. Like, so one thing that happened was, so first of all, do you know about, how many of you don't know about special recent changes? Oh, okay, so I'll explain it about a little bit further. So if you, the way that Wikipedia finds out which edits are vandalism or not, like lots of people find out, is there's a, if you make an edit, it just immediately goes to this special page called special recent changes, automatically generated. And then anyone who checks this page, you can say, oh, okay, this edit probably needs to be checked. So they just go there and look it up. And there was a product team in Wikimedia Foundation. They said, oh, this is really nice that we have this API. So we built this tool that just basically highlights the edits that are likely to be vandalism for anyone who checks the special recent changes. And then you can say, oh, OK, I will review this or I revert this. So it's up to here. And there was like other things that there were like bots that automatically revert things that are made on top of ORS or other things. But now we realize, OK, we have this machine learning service that we can do all sorts of things on top of that. Why not just stick into if it is vandalism or not? You just can do all sorts of other things. So we move forward with there are lots of other classification and machine learning models that we built, but I really like these two. First is article quality. It basically says it basically quantifies a quality of an article. It says, so in English Wikipedia, there's 5 levels of quality for an article. It's called featured article, good article, and then A article, B, C, start, and stop. It's like this spectrum. And so we turn this into number. So we give the people a number saying, oh, this article seems to be a C article. And this one thing about it is like, so there's 5 million articles, and they change all the time. So how are you going to assess the quality of these things? So there's people who go there and say, oh, this is a C level article. And then 5 years pass by, and no one reassesses this article, but the article has improved a lot. So one thing that we did was actually going through all of these assessments and saying, okay, it seems that these articles have improved a lot. You might need to reassess this thing that you did. So this was, I will talk about this more often. There's another one, is that called draft topic. It basically uses a Vortuvec, an NLP system, to say, if this article, without knowing anything, if this article belongs to this category of space or physics or chemistry or like it's about culture. So it's basically just gets the content of the article and gives you what type of subject it is. And it's really useful for a huge amount of new articles that is being added to Wikipedia and people don't know what topic they are. So I want to, I know a little bit about physics, so I can review these type of articles. But I don't know, and I don't want to see anything about like art because I don't know how to. I can say if it's a good article or not. So one thing that someone did, it's called Outreach Dashboard. So it's basically an education program. This is like a foundation that works closely to Wikimedia Foundation, and they go to the students and they give them articles, and they say like how to improve Wikipedia. They turn students, university students especially, to Wikipedia editors. And they built like a sort of a dashboard in that you can give an article, and it suggests you what type of other articles similar to that you can improve. And it gives a really high percentage the things that needs to be completed. And this completeness score that I don't know if you can see it here. In here, this completeness score comes from ORIS. So it gives a sort of priority to things that ORIS thinks it's not completed. This is one of my favorite. Do you know this woman, Keilana or Emily Templewood? So you really should know her. She was a Wikipedian of a year for 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And she was a person who did a lot of editing for about articles of women scientists, and she got lots of hate emails. So one day she came and said, that's enough, I vow to write an article about a woman scientist every time I get a hate email. And she did lots of works, and she did lots of works to improve the articles of women scientists. We published the paper, and we were able to measure her impact. This is like, I really love this graph, this is amazing. So we sort of got all of the quality of all of Wikipedia over the time, and then we got the average of quality, and then we looked at the quality and say, oh, okay, this is average, and then got another average, which is average of women scientists, and we realized, okay, starting from 2004, they didn't get much attention, so their quality was below the average of Wikipedia. And then it came to 2012, and then Keilana or Emily Templewood started working on articles, and then she started making a wiki project and doing all sorts of outreach to universities. And then it got improved until 2014, that it's actually get bypassed the average quality of all of Wikipedia, and now it's way better than the average quality, and it's going improving exponentially. There's another use case. Sorry, how many of you know about Wikidata? That's nice. So Wikidata is basically a repository that has the basic information for everything. So Google uses it, Siri uses it, everything uses it. And it has a structured way of handling the data, but because it's a wiki, it can be a vandalism happening in it too. And it was this famous case that if you would ask Siri what's the national anthem of Bulgaria is, it would say it's this Despacito, because it's someone vandalized this item in Wikidata and saying like change the national anthem of Bulgaria to Despacito. So what thing that after that Amazon used ORIS and looked that up and says, when they are like sort of gathering our data from Wikidata, they look at ORIS scores and they see if the ORIS scores for that item is dropping really low, and it seems that probably a vandalism is happening there. They just don't put them inside their internal system. And there's another thing about this is that ethical AI is really important here. So everything about ORIS is open, all of its data, all of its codes, everything about it is completely open. And but since it's an API, you just can flip everything. So one thing is, in Facebook, you usually get things that Facebook thinks is the most important to you, but you cannot flip the switch and check out, okay, I want to see things that are least important to me. But you can do this in Wikipedia. You can say, oh, no, I don't want to see edits that are likely to be vandalism. I want to see the best edits. You can just do it and just change the order and you get the results. And there's another problem that we used to have after there was a robot that basically was reverting all of bad edits, and it was really good. But the problem was that it was too good, because there was lots of new editors who would do good faith mistake. They wanted to fix something, but because Wikipedia is super complex, you cannot get everything right at the first edit. At the lots of cases, it was just randomly gets reverted by a bot, and then people just would run away. And there was studies that prove that just changing this robot to a human would change lots of things. And like there was a how it was proven, it was like this robot was broken for a couple of days because some reasons. It was lots of problems, but at the end, the new user retention for that month went up. So one thing that we did here was that we built two systems saying like, it's just not determined if it's a vandalism or not, just determine if it's a, if this damaging edit is made in a good faith or not. And we don't let people to, we tell people not to revert edits that are made in good faith by a robot. And we also can, lots of people use this and they go to like sort of help pages and find these type of edits using ORIS, and they go to the user and say, oh, thank you that you come here, and but this edit has this small problems, please take care. And it would give a like more socialized and more welcoming space to them. So it we are working on that to make it better. And so now I want to talk about ORIS component and how it's built together. Any questions up to here? Nothing? Okay. So the first thing is something called wiki labels. The source code, because everything about us is public. So the source code for that is in GitHub, wikimedia/wikilabels, and it's you can try it out in the labels at wmflabs.org. And it's basically, people can go there, get a work set, like usually volunteers, and they say, if the edit is, if you scroll down and you see an edit here, and they say, if it's damaging or if it's a good faith, and you can choose if it's good faith or not, and it would collect all of its data and improves its models, or make these models for new things. Reverse scoring is the basically the scientific part behind ORIS. It's a basically a wrapper around this Python library called scikit-learn. And it's just something that if I can, I want to show it. You can build this tool and you build a model. You just load it up from Pickles, and then you give it an API endpoint, and you say, okay, this revision, this is revision ID 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then you say, okay, give me probability if it's a vandalism or not. And just, it gets all of the features and extract the features and tell you if it's a good edit or bad edit. But, and also, so the thing is like we build this, all of these models, but how we are going to gather the data, how we are going to build this model, and how we are going to ship these models to the production, it's has sort of built in a place called model repositories. So for the one that detects if it's a, this is a vandalism or not, it's in edit quality, and if it's the one that actually assess quality of articles, it's called article quality, and so on. ORIS itself, it just wires everything, basically, and also it has a like a, it's a Flask app, and it has a nice caching around it, and so you can have this Redis cache, so you don't get lots of requests. So it can just run in scale, and it's accessible for everyone in ORIS.wikimedia.org. So I want to just show you quickly one of the like results for. So this is. I need to zoom in, probably. Can you read it now, or more? More? OK. OK, so this is just output of ORIS.wikimedia.org/v3/scores-enwiki, some random number. That is a revision ID of edit in article of Milky Way. So we say, okay, we support these models, these are versions of these models, and this is article quality, and it thinks it's a B-level article, so a B-level is less than GA and FA, but the top of C, start and stop. And it gives us some numbers of how confident it is. So it says if it's the last edit made on this article is damaging or not. It says with 93% confidence it's not a damaging edit. And a draft quality says if it's a spam, vandalism, or attack article, and it says no, it's okay. And draft or draft topic says it's more probably in STEM subcategory of space. So like we have this all of these categories here. And the last edit on this edit, this article is made on a good face with a really high confidence. So basically, it's like a really simple. This is just JSON prettifier. So if you want to see it in reality, it's like this. Just you can just parse it from JSON, and everything will be fine. So this is just the output. That's the only thing that we provide. We don't do anything after that. And people build tools on top of this. Okay, let's see how I can. Yes. So, any questions? It's basically all of it. Yeah.
You're using your model weights for according to who labels the data.
Now, I can repeat the question. So one thing about this is that so we usually crowdsource like all of the labels. So in Wikilabels, if we can go there and look at what people actually edited, how many edits, and we can even check who edited what. So it's a sort of really open that everyone can see what you did. But we never give a score to anyone. So we basically give it in more of a way that how we can say it? It's more like objective because ORIS in O in ORIS is actually stands for objective. So if you want to be more objective and don't give sort of values to more people, but at the end, if there is a vandalism in like a Wikilabels and some people just go do mislabeling everything, we just can remove everything from the dedicated user and just remove them from the database, and that would be it. Yeah. Another question?
So what I really liked about the systems that you talked about is that there's always a human in the loop, right? They don't really try to replace anyone's work, they just try to focus it better. So that's something I really like about that. To what extent is that like a philosophical principle that you have, or would you also, if you could have, I don't know, if you could have a bot that perfectly divides good from bad edits or whatever, would you deploy it, or would you still keep humans in the loop?
So there are two parts of it. So one thing about it is that Wikimedia Foundation engineers usually try to build platform. They don't want to an infrastructure. They don't want to intervene in any things in the community, and anything that's related to content is a community's work, and it's really our principle to just not meddle with that. So we build tools, we make life for them easier. So like for example, in with this Clue.ng was only existed in English Wikipedia, but after ORIS came into life, so lots of people who didn't know much about machine learning was able to use that. So this sort of revert bot actually came into life in Spanish Wikipedia, Wikidata, Persian Wikipedia, and some other wikis. So it removed the barrier of doing that, but it's like a catalyst. But we are never going to do anything on behalf of the community. Would it answer your question?
Sorry if this question was already answered, but can I query ORES with any text that I like or only with Wikipedia articles? So can I do topic modeling for any text or?
Can you be more specific? What do you mean, like anything? Because like, so in Wikipedia, we also like, ORES supports Wikidata too, and items of Wikidata. But do you mean something specific in Wikipedia itself? Like, or something like outside of Wikipedia? I can't.
Hello? Okay. Oh. I was a little late, so maybe I didn't get all of it. So does ORES have some kind of text input field where I can basically put in my own text and that get topic labeling for that specific text?
Something that you can do, and some people actually do it, is that you want to get a score for a revision that made this happen in this article. But also you can tell ORES, just change this feature. And like, for example, if you want to assess quality of an article, so it ORES goes and looks up how many headings it has, how many sections it has, or how many paragraphs it has. And then you can say, just imagine it doesn't have like 10 paragraphs, imagine it has 12 paragraphs, and give me another number. So you can make it ORES to sort of give you with just dedicated feature too. And for that, it's actually someone uses this to give us some sort of recommender system that outreach people. So they go to the students and say, so this article looks like a B-level article, and if you want to make it like a good article, just add 10 more references for this article. So they would know, okay, so if I add just one paragraph and 10 more articles, it will level up this article. So it can be used this way. But anything beside that, for example, we don't do any sort of users or anything. And also, for security reasons, we don't give, let it to get text or like data sources for that from users. We let it to get it from API of Wikipedia. So it goes through Wikipedia's API. But you can change features.
I'm about a bit interested about the differences between Wikipedia and Wikidata. Which is easier to classify? Is it easier to classify Wikidata edits? Like, I assume there are lots of truth in there that are kind of eternally true. Like, the national anthem of a country would change very rarely. Mm. But, yeah.
So, the question to answer is, there's two types of, so there's one pro and one con. I can like sort of simplify to this. One thing about the Wikidata's accuracy is that it's really high, because you can just make it easily say, okay, this item is about a living person, or the item, the like really common patterns in like vandalism items are can be easily added as a feature because it's like a structured data. So it's really accurate. It's And we didn't like add much feature, just really quickly it was able to pick up everything. But there are two things. So loss of vandalism comes from editing descriptions. So, and these are free form texts, and it's a little bit hard to detect that. And there's another part is that 99.2% of these edits are really good. But so the percentage of vandalism in Wikipedia is 7%. 7% of edits are in Wikipedia vandalism. But in Wikidata, it's 0.1% or something like that. It's really, really, really small. So finding a really good, not same classifier, but a really good data set to label was really hard. I think we basically got around half a million revisions and just extracted all of the features and said, yeah, maybe we should just label these ones. So it was really, because it's like a bot dominant wiki. It's not a more like English Wikipedia, it's just a more human than bots.
Did you think about the case that someone trains his own AI against yours and then hides his vandalism in a cloud of words which that? Did you think about that, or did you do anything about it?
So there are two things. So one good thing about this is being really public is that people can come and say problems that it has. So for example, someone came and said like it has some bias towards newcomers because newcomers tend to be more like vandalizing. So we also have problems, but the good thing about being public is that people can just come to us and say these problems exist. But also, on the other hand, we are not trying to catch sneaky vandalism. This is some sort of thing called sneaky vandalism, and there are like other lines of defense for that. So it's okay. Let me. Sorry. So there's another line of defense. We want to do this. We catch this type of vandalism, which is, according to research, is actually made only by 14-year-old high school kids that just are bored, and so it's not trying to catch those sophisticated attacks against Wikipedia. I can say more questions. If you want to reach out to us, so these are my emails. The first one in here is amirsarvadhan@wikimedia.de is my work account. Ladsgroup@gmail is my personal account. Don't ask why I chose this username. I was 12 when I chose it. This is my user in Wikipedia, user amirsarvadhan@vmd, because this is the law. And this is my personal account, and in Twitter you can find me in those accounts. The first one is in mostly in English, the first one is mostly in Persian. And if you want to, so one thing about our team is, Screen Platform team is, some people are living in the San Francisco, some of it live in Minneapolis, I live in Berlin, and people live all around the world. So we have sort of an online office, which is a channel called wikimedia-ai@freenode, and you can just come there and just ask questions and say, hey, I saw this presentation, I'm asking, I have these questions now, or anything. Just thank you.